Welcome to 40 Days with Christ. Today is day 24, 16 away from the goal. Keep on keeping on, my friend. You can do it. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, in Holy Scripture, the book of Colossians, your word testifies that Jesus is before all things, and in Jesus all things hold together. In everything, may Jesus occupy the place of supremacy in our lives. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Our reading today is from Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 8. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him. He led them up a high mountain. They were all alone. Then in front of them, his appearance was changed. His clothes became so white, they shone. They were whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. Elijah and Moses appeared in front of Jesus and his disciples. The two of them were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters. One will be for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter didn't really know what to say because they were so afraid. Then a cloud appeared and surrounded them. A voice came from a cloud. It said, "This is my son, and I love him. Listen to him." They looked around. Suddenly, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. It's hard to overstate the magnificent position of respect that Moses and Elijah have in the history of God's people Israel. When Moses led the Israelites out of slavery, God told Moses to strike the water with his staff, and the Red Sea parted open. In 2 Kings 2:8, Elijah rolls his coat up and strikes the Jordan River with it. The water parts to the right and to the left, and both Elijah and Elisha cross the river on dry ground. God gave the Ten Commandments directly to Moses, and Moses passed them along to the people. Elijah prayed for fire from heaven to come down and to consume the idols of Baal, and it happened. When it came time for Moses to die, the Lord first showed him the Promised Land, and then the Lord took him. He was 120 years old, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. The Lord himself buried Moses, and no one, to this day, no one knows where his grave is. When it was time for Elijah to leave, suddenly a chariot and horses appeared. Fire was all around them, and Elijah went up into heaven in a strong wind. Elijah's body was never found. I guess it makes sense that when Moses and Elijah appeared and started talking with Jesus, that Peter would suggest to make 3 shelters, one to honor Moses, another to honor Elijah, and yet another to honor Jesus. But then a cloud surrounds them. A voice comes out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, and I love him. Listen to him." They look around, and who do they see? Elijah? Moses? Nowhere to be found. Only Jesus. Let's pray. Father in heaven, please help us to put Jesus in the proper position of full authority in our hearts and in our lives. Help us to put Jesus in the supreme place of authority that he deserves. For we know that one day every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Help us to confess it now. And it is in the name of Jesus we ask this and believe. Amen. Thank you for sharing some of your day with me. I hope the rest of yours is very good. Take care, and Lord willing, I'll see you again tomorrow for day 25 of 40 Days with Christ.